I just want to say that I'm not here lobbying on behalf of any particular person or quarry owner, and I do recognise that the residents and around quarries we have to realise and be responsible. Quarry owners need to be responsible. But we're also here, as a municipal district and as a county council trying to develop some massive projects in Donegal, and I suppose the biggest of all is the TNT project. That's about €450 million worth of work. It's the Ballymafay bypass, the Bonagie link, and the new road from the Manor roundabout to Lifford. There'll be a massive amount of stone and fill and building materials needed for that. Planned for to increase the population of Donegal to 200,000 people between now and 2040. It's going to probably look at 20,000 extra housing units in the county. Massive amount of building materials needed there. So if we can't supply these locally, the prices of them are going to increase significantly. That's going to have a knock-on effect for every household in Donegal, particularly for younger people that are trying to build their own houses, because they'll be buying slates, concrete, blocks, all these types of things that they need for their houses. So we need to make sure that we act in time, make sure that we've got properly planned quarries that are properly regulated in Donegal, and that we do have a supply of these materials, that we won't be lorrying them across the border come time to build the TNT project. So that's the reason I brought this in today. The other councillors all seem to agree with it, that it's something that we need to be planning for the future, and we're definitely not planning to be reckless. We need to be responsible on how we deliver it.
Obviously, these potential new quarries would have to be in not-so-scenic sites, eating away into the landscape and that sort of thing.
Well, I suppose, the first thing is we have to go where the stone is, and I would agree 100%. We have to be very responsible in how we quarry it, how the quarries are maintained, how they're backfilled, noise pollution, dust pollution, all these things has to be taken into consideration. But we also need to make sure that we provide for the future, provide for the infrastructure projects that we need to make Donegal a better place to live, more accessible for tourists, and to make it a better place for young people, that we can get inward employment, and people can stay at home and live in Donegal, make Donegal their home.